A biblical case against easy beliefism. From the words of Jesus Christ in many modern churches, people are told that if they simply say the sinner's prayer, they are automatically saved and guaranteed eternal life. But when we examine the words of Jesus Christ himself, we find that salvation is far deeper than a spoken formula. Jesus consistently taught that true faith produces obedience, repentance, and transformation, not just a profession of belief. Let us look carefully at what Jesus said. 1. Words alone do not save. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Here, Jesus directly warns that verbal confession alone is not enough. People can say, Lord, Lord, the modern equivalent of praying the sinner's prayer, yet still be rejected. Why? Because they did not do the Father's will. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Their words and religious actions meant nothing without a genuine relationship and obedience. Salvation is not about reciting a formula, it is about being known by Christ and living in submission to him. 2. True faith produces obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. Love for Christ, true saving faith, produces obedience, not just emotional assent or recited words. To claim faith without obedience is, in Jesus' terms, hypocrisy. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. When the storms came, the house collapsed. Jesus' message is clear. Faith without obedience collapses under trial. Saying a prayer without surrendering your life is like building a faith house on sand. 3. Repentance is the gateway to life. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I tell you, nay, but, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. When Jesus began his ministry, his very first sermon was not, say this prayer. It was, repent. Repentance means a turning, a change of heart, mind, and direction. Jesus emphasized that without repentance, there is no life. The sinner's prayer often skips this step, offering forgiveness without transformation. But Jesus never separated forgiveness from repentance. He calls us not to recite words, but to turn from sin and follow him. 4. Discipleship, not mere decision. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. When people expressed interest in following Jesus, he did not hand them a short prayer to repeat. Instead, he gave them a cross to carry. To be saved, one must follow Christ, not merely believe he exists. And why call ye me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? In other words, lip service without life surrender is meaningless. True believers obey, not perfectly, but sincerely. 5. Abiding in Christ, the evidence of salvation. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Jesus taught that genuine disciples abide in him continually. Salvation is not a one-time prayer, it is a relationship that bears fruit over time. A branch does not live because it once touched the vine, it lives because it remains connected. So it is with the believer. 6. The narrow gate requires surrender. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If simply saying a prayer were enough, the road would be wide and easy. But Jesus said the narrow path involves discipline, surrender, and obedience. Many will say, Lord, Lord, but few will walk the narrow way. 7. Doing the will of God defines the family of God, For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, and sister, and mother. Jesus defined his true followers not by their words, but by their obedience to God's will. Faith that does not lead to obedience is dead faith, and Jesus himself affirmed this truth repeatedly. 8. Paul's words, confession and obedience, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Some point to the Apostle Paul's words to argue that confessing Christ with the mouth is enough for salvation. But Paul was not teaching a mechanical formula. His writings always connected faith with obedience and continuance. He taught that confession must come from a believing heart that produces righteousness, not merely empty words. But I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Paul did not preach a gospel of easy belief. He preached a gospel of faith that works by love and endures in obedience. Conclusion. The prayer that saves is a life of surrender. Calling on the Lord means more than uttering words. It means turning to him in faith and repentance, surrendering to his lordship, and continuing in obedience. Jesus never invited people to recite a formula. He invited them to follow him, repent, deny themselves, and abide in him daily. So the question is not, did I say a prayer once? The question is, am I following Jesus now? Because salvation is not found in a prayer, it is found in a person, and in living union with him. Final thought. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Salvation is not in the lips that say, Lord, but in the life that follows the shepherd.